Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, February 18th. Wheat was the big story overnight and today moving higher. A lot of this on news that Australia lowered their wheat crop estimate from 15.85 million metric tons down to 15.2. That's the lowest in over 10 years. There's also stories, and this is getting biblical here, that we've got a plague of locusts threatening some of China's wheat, and also the French wheat crop susceptible to colder temperatures now due to the fact that they have been a little bit warmer than usual over the winter and haven't had to deal with any cold snaps as of yet. So all this combined put a little story underneath the wheat. We had March in Chicago finish up 24 cents, 566 and three quarters. Kansas City March up 20 and a quarter cents, 485 and three quarters. Minneapolis up 14 and a half at 540. They on the recent break here, Chicago and Kansas City have both held above the 100 and 200 day moving averages and were able to take out the 20 day on this rally. So when it was starting to look like maybe the funds were long and wrong there in the wheat, they may be encouraged to add to those positions. You've got the funds long about 37, 38,000 contracts in Chicago, just under 10,000 in Kansas City. Minneapolis wheat traded up today to around 540. You've got the 100-day moving average comes in right at 540 and a quarter, 20-day at 538 and a half. So this may also put a little support under that spring wheat as well. Export inspections came in 502,000 versus 566 last week. So not as good as last week, but still a pretty decent story here in the wheat. Wheat lifting corn along with it. We had March corn finish up 5 1/4 cents at 383. You got the 20-day moving average in corn at 82 7/8. You got the 50-day at 83 3/4. So right at an inflection point here in the corn. Been mired in about a 7-8 cent trading range for the last couple of weeks here. Maybe we can get above 85 and see if we can test new highs. You've got the 100-day moving average coming in around 87 3/4. So we'll see if we get another leg up in the wheat, if we can break out of this doldrum kind of range here in the corn. Brazil's second corn crop reported to be 32% planted this week. That was versus about 14% last week, 55% last year, and at a 40% average. So running a little behind there. Export inspections were good in the corn relative to last week, 795,000, high end of expectations versus 788 last week, but still nothing to get us caught up to USDA expectations at this point. You've got the fund short about 81,000 contracts in the corn, again, mired in this trading range here. Not a whole lot of incentive for them to start covering, but if we can maybe take out a couple of moving averages, that might be a story to get them covering those short contracts. Taking a look at the beans, kind of a lack of interest there today, or conversely, maybe some spreading as the managed money was buying corn and wheat and maybe selling beans against it. You had March finished down penny and a half at 892 1/4. We got the funds still short about 82,000-83,000 contracts in the beans, short about 68,000 in the meal. So we will keep an eye on that. But after the recent rally there in the beans, maybe just a little bit of a stall here as the story moved over to corn and wheat. NOPA crush came out real strong today, 176.9 versus estimates of 173.7. That pushed oil stocks up to 2.013 versus 1.782. Announcement also out of China supporting markets today that they're going to allow importers to apply for exemptions on tariffs to almost 700 U.S. products. Obviously, that would include the eggs. Importers can start applying for those exemptions on March 2nd. But I think, as was the case with the trade negotiations, as far as the beans are concerned, I think we're going to just wait and see when some of those purchases actually happen before the market gets excited again. All these rallies here in the corn and especially the wheat in the face of a 32-tick rally in the dollar index up to 99.32. That's almost a three-year high going back to May of 17. So pretty impressive performance there. Export inspections in the meads, 992,000 versus 641 last week, so pretty strong on that front as well. Other outside markets, crude oil up 3 cents a barrel, 52.08. Dow Jones down about 165 points. And dollar, as I mentioned, up 32 ticks at 99.32. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.